with old St. Augustine. Way back in days of old, he reported on this theme. A mighty emperor had caught himself a pirate who was a terrorizing people who were sailing on the open seas.
What meanest thou by keeping hostile possession of the sea?
What meanest thou by seizing the whole earth? Because I do it with a petty ship, I'm called a robber. Whilst thou, who does the same with a great fleet, art styled emperor.
And old St. Augustine thought that was a pretty smart answer. Cause there are pirates and emperors, but they're really the same thing. When they go and try to reach the same ends by using the same means. Whether they do it big or they do it small, from a little tiny boat or from the hallowed walls. Bully is as bully does, that's plain to see. Speaking of bullies, what would you say about a gang of vicious low-down thugs who were trying to overthrow the government by attacking undefended civilian targets like schools, farms, hospitals, and outreach centers?
Why, I'd say they were terrorists.
I'm sorry, the correct answer is freedom fighters. At least that's what you called these thugs, aka the Contras, when you funded their campaign of terror and indiscriminate killing to overthrow the government of Nicaragua. There was trouble in the land of Nicaragua in the 80s, it's true. And Uncle Sam has always said this kind of thing just really won't do. So he paid for a bag full of dirty tricks and turned killers into heroes with a PR blitz. Well, freedom's sure a funny word for what the Contras did do. You know, there are pirates and emperors, but they're really the same thing. Even the ones who say they just wanna let freedom ring. Well, they do it big or they do it small, but only one goes down when they break the law. While the big one claims,
this really don't apply to me.
The funny thing about pirates and emperors is that they often start out as pals who get into a tiff somehow and end up enemies.
You mean like Lex Luthor and Superman?
Yeah, except Lex Luthor was a nice guy before he lost all his hair. Whereas Manuel Noriega, Saddam Hussein, and Osama bin Laden were all known thugs and mass murderers when they were on the CIA payroll. That's why they got the job. Either that, or Uncle Sam is just a really bad judge of character.
I don't understand why this keeps happening to me.
Well, not so long ago, we thought Saddam here was a pretty swell guy. And we helped him get the goods to make the Ayatollah Khomeini cry. But Uncle Sam decided it was not Saddam's fate to be the leader of his Middle Eastern client state that was sitting on top of a big, huge oil supply. Big and little thugs got thuggery incoming, even if one's got stars and stripes on him. Bully is as bully does, that's plain to see. Cause if it looks like a duck and acts like a duck and quacks like a duck, it probably is a duck. You know, a rose is a rose no matter how much it stinks.
I resent that comment. I'm not a duck. I'm an anti-duck. I'm a counter-duck. Well, I'm more of a mallard, really. Why, I'm fighting a war on ducks. Any ducks come around here, I'm gonna blast them.